The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Music there from Dire Straits. One of my favorites, Money for Nothing, because it's got my favorite line. I want my MTV. I miss my MTV.
MTV's
not real MTV anymore. You might get Jersey Shores, which would just kind of make you turn green. And
well, I remember
it can be used as a weight loss device, though, because it makes me a little irpy. Yeah. So you watch it, then I don't need to eat.
I can remember coming home and watching Total Request Live, though. Like, that was, and you got to see all the new music videos, and they had the people that came on.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Why is our table vibrating?
That's my phone.
That's Scott.
Okay, well, put it on your lap so it doesn't make the table vibrate, because then I think it's...
Pad.
Okay.
Does it bother you?
It hasn't rang today.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. He got his hand slapped last week.
Uh-oh.
We have another guest, which is why we're talking here in the 10 o'clock hour, and it's Jane Leach, Panama City Beach TDC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So we have a few things just to talk about in terms of what the TDC is doing in terms of recovery post-Hurricane Michael. We were talking off air. My only complaint with the beach is I can't get there in a timely fashion. Can you do something about that?
I don't think we can do anything about that. The beach is very busy right now.
A little bit.
Yes.
Going both ways. I have the Google app where you can see the cell phone usage. It shows traffic. Mm-hmm. It's just red.
It's always red,
yes.
Especially despite the fact they put in a great big huge bridge with lots of lanes on it. It's still just you go look
something
out,
far
if you,
up there
if
is
you
blocking
look out,
traffic.
If you look out the west windows on this building at 5 o'clock tonight, it will just be a solid line of traffic.
Yeah.
You've got to time it right. You know, when you're in the middle of class, that's when you need to head to the beach.
That's right. Exactly. But no, that's my only complaint with the beach of anything, because they've got some good restaurants over there, and I've been happy to go visit those, but it just takes me a while to get there.
The only movie theater in town is over there?
That's true. Been there twice now. Anyway, what would you say, how would you describe the role of the TDC for the recovery in Bay County? We'll put this in your hands now instead of us, Gavin.
Sure. Yes. I think it's important for us to get back up and running and recover as soon as possible. And that's the goal we've been working to, so that the sooner that we can recover, the faster we can help the entire county of Bay County. As you're probably aware, tourism is a huge economic engine for the county. We see an economic impact of over $2.7 billion over this past year. So the sooner we can get back up and running, the better for the entire county.
Absolutely. And what a little bit is what the TDC and Visit Panama City Beach does. I mean, how's that work after the storm?
Our goal as an organization is to market the destination. And we are funded by a 5% bed tax that is collected on short-term vacation rentals from bridge to bridge. So you have to stay in a, hotel or resort. And we collect those dollars, and then, we promote the destination. So our goal really now is to let our visitors know that the beach is okay, because they're, we have so many loyal visitors, and right after the storm, that was their number one question. How is the beach? How is my favorite property? How is this restaurant? And so we were just responding to all of those requests to let them know that these businesses, that they were requesting were okay. So we were showing them that mostly through social media. But now, as we head back into the holiday season, Thanksgiving's really going to be our time to pivot. And we head into this weekend with our event called Beach Home for the Holiday. And in the past, this has been an event that we would encourage visitors to come in and start a new holiday tradition where they would come in and spend the entire, Thanksgiving week with us. But this year for this event, we really want to make it about our local community in Bay County. It's our time to be thankful together as a community, and together we are stronger. And so this event this year is all about the locals, and we've been working really hard to plan some special things for the locals. giving away free t-shirts to, you know, the first 250 people that are in, but just really a place where they can come together with their families and maybe take their mind off of, you know, some other things that everyone's been going through with the storm, and enjoy a time where they can see a Christmas tree lighting, they can, you know, roast marshmallows and s'mores over campfires, and they can hear wonderful holiday music. We have John Barry on Friday night and Lori Morgan on Saturday night. And then from this, we're going to capture beautiful images and begin to slowly push that out. And then as we move into the next phase of our marketing, just really showing, you know, the status of the beach, that 90% of the businesses are open, and using our locals to really help us push out that message. Because again, our visitors, they're so loyal and they love Panama City Beach. And so they were so concerned of how we were doing. So we have a fun campaign where if someone is asking us on Facebook, you know, one of the questions we got was, has the Gulf turned back to its beautiful blue color? And so we're going to actually go down and talk to a beach service attendant and have them answer that question and show the beach on video. Yes, the beach is beautiful. The water's crystal clear. Or, you know, is Pineapple Willie's open? So we're going to go down to Pineapple Willie's and talk to, you know, Bill Biscale and have him on camera and talk about that. So that's our next phased approach. And then as we turn the corner for the new year, we'll begin to ramp up, you know, from this phase, and then begin to, you know, have a call to action of plan your spring vacation. Think about your summer vacation. It's time to begin to book now. So it's definitely a phased approach of us working up, you know, toward that goal of as we turn the corner and begin to ramp up for our spring business. But just, you know, mindful of our accommodations industry. Many of them are housing, you know, all the cleanup crews as well as displaced sure. residents. So it all depends on, you know, as far as accommodations go, their availability. But it's our goal to push out the messaging that the beach, you know, looks great, the water's great, our accommodations and restaurants and attractions are 90% back open. And so we just want to push out that messaging so they can begin to be rest assured that as they plan their spring and summer and fall vacations for next year, that we want them back.
Absolutely. You've touched on this a little bit. We've talked about the tourism development tax. Can you tell us on some of the ways it's spent?
Yes. So the majority of it is spent on marketing, but it also supports programs like our beach renourishment, beach cleanup, as well as supporting the new sports park that is being built. And so those are dedicated funds that legally can only be spent on tourism projects and promotions.
Do you know if, like, construction on the park, if that's now back in motion and everything is moving again?
It is back in motion and moving right along. The sports park is really going to be so important to our economy. I saw the sports marketing segment years ago when we had Hurricane Ivan, and how important that particular group was, because, you know, sports fans are so dedicated, and parents whose children are participating in sports, they love bringing them to the beach. And so, you know, when that opens, that will be really important to the economy of the destination.
Very good. Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us today regarding the TDC and Panama City Beach, and you know, what other than going over there, and what can we do on this side of the bridge to help you guys out?
Well, again, we love the Bay County locals. They are huge brand ambassadors for us. We'll be reaching out to many of you to help us, you know, with our campaign. But really, we would love to see you out this Friday and Saturday at Beach Home for the Holidays, so we can all, you know, take time to celebrate the strength of our community.
And what location is Beach Home for the Holiday happening at?
It's located at Pier Park at Aaron okay. Besant Park.
Excellent. Which is a great place to have those concerts.
It's a beautiful venue, and everything kicks off around 3:30. Last year, you know, we saw new traditions for families coming out all dressed in like crazy Christmas sweaters or, you know, matching outfits. There are beautiful venues where you can take a lot of fun photos with your family. So if you can just take a moment and come and join us, we would absolutely love that.
Perfect. Jana Leach from Panama City Beach TDC, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much
for
having me.
We'd love to have you back in.
I will be back anytime.
You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. We continue with a little music here from Jewel and Who Will Save Your Soul.